cliffcentral.com.
I am Brunel Naidu, and I am Nyameka Khwekane, also a teacher at Wedewood Primary School.
My name is Vivian.
Vivian?
Yes.
And I'm Nicole.
I'm Nicole.
And what schools are you guys from?
Eden Glen High School.
Okay. And Bryandale Primary School.
We are coming at you live from the Sunday Times Gen Next Awards in partnership with Yellowwood. My name is Mashani Sikuti, and I'm here with the ever so gracious Simpiwe Mtetwa.
Come on.
How are you feeling, Simpiwe?
I'm good, I'm great, I'm awesome.
And we're joined by someone who's good and great and awesome. My sister, please introduce yourself.
Hi guys, my name is Tanya. I am the project manager of the Sunday Times Gen Next Awards.
Ooh.
Showcase Awards, all of it, yeah.
Oh wow, the big boss.
Wouldn't say that. There is a huge team that puts the whole thing together. Yeah.
And I'm sure you are glad that it's finally happening after months of planning.
Absolutely.
You know, having to deal with emails back and forth, organizing, choosing the brands. Mm. How are you feeling right now?
I am happy. I am relieved that this is happening. I'm relieved that we're doing in-person events again.
Yes.
In the beginning of this year, we weren't sure how this was going to go. Mm. And we have been online for the last 2 years. So yes. I am beyond happy that this is finally coming to fruition.
Oh, wow. And I do know that I wasn't at the previous ones and in person a couple of years back. But the turnout here is beautiful. How do you feel about the turnout?
Listen, we feel pretty darn good about it because, like I said, in the beginning of the year, we weren't sure how COVID was going to treat us this year. So we're super happy.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. So you guys for 2022 have scaled it down a bit.
Mm-hmm. This is not my first time here.
But you guys are still producing excellent work. And I just want to know, how has the process been for you planning it this year?
Look, I think in the beginning, we weren't sure, as I said, how COVID was going to treat us from an eventing perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We actually were so shocked but overjoyed at the same time that so many people were keen to come. It was a slow start. It was quite challenging in the beginning of the year. We still did a lot of our whole conference was an online webinar series. We didn't include that again this year.
Mm.
But it picked up momentum. And, you know, all rolling stones gather moss. And look at where we are now. It is smaller. But next year, by the looks of things, we're going to go all back to normal. So, yeah.
Oh, amazing stuff. Beautiful. And we see all the brands out here showcasing what they've got. And it is really exciting. And I want to ask you. So, we've actually walked around the venue quite a bit. And we saw some exciting stuff. We saw some beautiful prizes. Mm-hmm. We saw some amazing brands. But is there any brand or anything that just stuck out to you just walking around?
Look, I think all the brands here have done a great job. Honestly, the prizes they're giving away are insane.
I mean,
ridiculous.
I mean, I wish I could win some of these prizes, for real.
Who do I need to talk to?
Who,
just let me know, girl. Who do I need to talk to win something?
I feel like we just need to be a little younger in a school uniform, and then we might have stood a chance, but yeah.
Ish. Ish. Next time.
Next time. But really, all the brands have done phenomenally. There are awesome prizes. There are awesome activities. The 360 cameras, the photo booths, the slushy machines, the popcorn machines, the iced coffees, the donuts. It's mental. The caricatures that are being, you know, caricatures of kids that are being drawn. Yeah, there's lots of fun things to do here today.
And we're also excited for the actual events. The actual event
awards
that's starting this evening.
Ooh,
I am so excited.
So am I.
Is there anything you can tell us about the event?
Yeah, you got really happy.
Any
Do you
insights?
Want to spill some tea?
I would love to. All I'm going to say is some brands are going to be really happy. There'll be new categories added.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's going to be exciting to see where those brand new brands feature. And then there's some brands that are going to realize they got to pick up their socks to maintain, you know, coolest of the cool. But overall, it's very exciting. The awards are always exciting. It's always good to know where you stand as a brand, especially with the youth.
Yes.
100%.
You know that famous TikTok line, the pressure just getting worse. I think that's what's going to happen tonight. The pressure, the heat. And I'm super excited to actually know what the kids are thinking. I think, you know, I think this is why I love the awards so much. You get to know what the kids are actually thinking if you are up there with the kids. And I'm excited.
Yeah. Ooh, it's good. Excited. It's good to know where you stand with your future buyers, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. The youth run this economy. They really do. If you think about
it's not a lie.
Thanks for making me feel old. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We are so excited for the course of events throughout the day and the actual awards later on. And we can't wait.
And may I say this? You guys have done an incredible job.
Stunning.
All right.
Guys,
stunning.
Thank you for always partnering with us. We love partnering with Cliff Central. And yeah, here's to more in the future.
100%.
I mean, we are just the cool kids in the
yes.
building. I'm just saying. The OGs of coolness.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Excited because right now we are joined by two gorgeous ladies. Okay, I think even wow. gorgeous is an understatement. These ladies are looking incredible, Matt. I don't think we're ready for this hotness in the building right now.
I am shook it because I was like, hey, Bo, we have models here too. So, ladies, we'd like to find out who are you and where are you guys from?
So I am Brunel, known as Brunel Naidu, and we are from Wendywood Primary. We're all the way from Santon Woodmead. Ooh. So we have our grade 7 here, learners here today, and we're about to have some fun.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I am Nyameka Khwekane, also a teacher at Wendywood Primary School. Yeah, as you said, as Brunel said, that we are here to have so much fun with our kids, and we are looking forward to that.
Beautiful. Can I join you guys? Can
yes,
I? Can
yes, yes.
Come on.
Yes, let's do it.
So what subjects do you guys teach?
I teach music, the whole school from grade R to grade 7.
Faith.
And I teach economic management sciences, which is known as EMS for grade 7 learners.
Oh, exciting, exciting. I would have filled your class.
Is it your first time attending, ladies?
Yes, so yes, it is. Yes, it oh. is. It's a great opportunity for our kids, especially yes. dealing with the subject economic management sciences and them being exposed to so many brands
yes.
and so many consumer brands. I think this is a fantastic idea.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then out of all the brands, yeah, I'm sure you guys have gotten a chance to actually walk around the showroom and see all the brands. Which brands have sparked your interest?
You know what? It's the PlayStation for us at the moment.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, the kids are having so much fun there also.
Everyone wants to win that PS5 there by the Doritos.
I'm telling anyone, whoever wins, y'all, it's me and you. Let's talk about
yes.
it.
Yes, tell
girl.
All the students
yes,
that
yes.
Simpure wants 50% Lapo.
We're about to share that, eh?
And quick question, since you guys work with the kids, do you have an idea or like to take a guess? Yes. Which brands they think is the coolest right now?
Okay, so for me, my guess would obviously be PlayStation and McDonald's.
Yes, 100%.
Same here, actually. I think it's the growing market, yes. to be honest.
Yes, same here.
Yes.
And I can tell you why. It's that McFlurry.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And now it's summer, so hey, here we go.
Yeah.
We're going to ice cream it up, and I'm so excited.
Yes.
And thank you so much, ladies, for joining us today. Oh, we had so much fun chatting with you.
Thank you so
thank
much
you
for
so
having
much.
Us.
Thank you.
Such amazing time. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Joined by somebody pretty inspiring, actually. My
you
brother, please,
heard
what's your
his
name?
Voice
yeah.
Before on Clip Central.
Oh, yes.
You know what, Snef? He's a regular.
He must he's a regular.
He's acting shy in front of
one
me, Snef. But, Samaz Lumutlo. It's the one and only.
Siyabonga Zungu from Proudly South Africa.
Ooh.
And welcome, welcome. I'm welcoming myself. Thank
oh, okay.
you.
Thank you.
Thank
and Siyabonga.
Yes.
We've interviewed a bunch of kids here, and all of them are saying Proudly SA, Proudly SA. That's
yes.
where it's at.
Mm.
That's where it's at. So what do you guys have on display that's driving all the kids crazy?
Hey, shout out to our member companies that have done a lot to give away stuff for our kids. I think it's the nice Nestle goodies that we gave away.
Oh, okay.
And the Mr. Prize voucher. I think that one is the...
Yes. Can I also get one?
Ish. Me and you both. All we'll right. speak to the right people after this.
No, but we know you.
Yeah, we know you.
Yeah. No, yeah, so we just got a photo booth there and some Proudly SA stickers, and we're just trying to interact, get people to know what Proudly SA means and what it stands for. And I think It's been what is it? Buzzing. It's been a hit with the kids. Like, I'm trying to find the words that they use.
Yeah, now that we learned a new word, buzzing. I was like, what? Okay, I'm very old. It's 2022. Times have changed, but you guys are still around doing your things. And as we said, the kids really resonate with you guys. Why do you think that's the case?
I think we're trying to keep it relevant to them in terms of our messaging. Look, sometimes a message of buy locals could come out as boring. And we're trying to find cool new ways to get the kids to understand what buying local means, what's loving South African brands. And I think that's the main thing. It's trying to get pride for what's made in South Africa and products from South Africa, and just get they buy in, because they are the future brand owners and entrepreneurs and next manufacturers or business owners and so forth. So
please stop with the future. I feel very old. Ish. It's there. I feel like I'm not included in the developments and the future of
the
South
current,
Africa.
We are the future.
Oh, man. I love that. And which brands are standing out for you guys?
We're here, or in general?
No, in general.
In general.
Ooh, Nissan makes, Nissan Navara is made in South Africa. That's pretty cool. It's a beautiful car. Nestle, man. Nestle has been with Proudly SA for a long time. It's been in South Africa for over 100 years. And they're just an amazing brand. And we all love the chocolate, the Milos, the all the little goodies that they make. And like, Mr. Price is a hit.
I mean.
100%.
I mean.
Mr. Price is a hit with everybody. And also TFG. Yeah, shout out to TFG, which is your, even they do a lot, like Jets. But quite cool stuff that we do with TFG. So if you go into a TFG store, you'll see on the swing tag, it'll be Proudly South African on the products that are made in South Africa. And they push that local message, and that's important to us as well. And then there's some cool, like, small SMME brands that are doing well. Seekers Brew, you know, Tepo Jeans. There's quite a lot of these Makosas that are doing quite well as SMME brands that are pushing the envelope, you know?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. And then are there brands that you're hoping to see win this evening?
Ooh. Which ones? Me, I'm supporting local. Only anything, anybody that's manufacturing South Africa has got my support. As I said, Mr. Price, TFG, your MTNs, your telecoms, you know, companies that are pushing the local narrative, Gautrain, push. I'm 100% behind. Anyone who's made in South Africa has got my vote
it.
Is there.
Yes.
And my fellow children's vote.
Is there.
Must go with the local brands.
Okay. 100%.
And
do you have any expectations for the awards? Especially since it's like the first time since lockdown. We're interacting with the people in real time, you know. So do you have any expectations?
I'm just excited. I want to see who wins and who's... You know, sometimes you end up living in a bubble, not knowing what is cool and what's not, you know? So to get that insight is very exciting, to see what kids see as relevant and cool and what is resonating with them. And from us in a brand perspective, it's something we can learn from. We can see who's doing it right. We can go back and do research, go back to the drawing board, see who is doing the right thing, that's hitting the right notes, so that we can also find ways to do that for the future. So I'm very excited to see what cool brands are voted for by the kids, you know. That's a very exciting element of it. And I'm also glad it's physical. I enjoy coming back alive into the public and seeing people interact.
You were never going to hear the term buzzing if it wasn't
exactly.
In person.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And we're really excited. The place is popping. We are surrounded by kids. Mm. It is so lively. It is so alive. And the kids are all excited. There's so many prizes.
Yes, they are.
Everyone wants to win that PS5 day.
Hey, there's hampers everywhere here.
Hey, it's hampers, nice. Hampers, hampers.
Can't I go back in time and be young so I can
I know, right? Now I'm just like, ish, if only I was a 2000. Let's not hold you from having your fun, you know.
Yeah.
You must go out there and bust it with the kids.
You know, I'm going to go engage the youth. It's fine.
Please.
They're going to be ambassadors of buying local, all of them.
Yes,
when
I love
I'm
it.
Done.
Well, that's it.
That's it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
guys.
Two lovely ladies here who came up to us and said, you must talk to us. We are the ones you must be talking to. And we're like, we're going to talk to you.
No, but before we even talk to them, one of them, a young somebody told me in the atmosphere that she was busy on the dance floor. She was breaking it down. She was going down. As the cool kids say, she was busy.
She was a man.
You were bussing. Please, what are your names?
My name is Vivian.
Vivian.
Yes.
And I'm Nicole.
I'm Nicole.
And what schools are you guys from?
Eden Glen High School.
Okay. And Bryandale Primary School.
Oh, wow. What grades are you guys in as well?
11.
11?
Grade 6.
Oh, wow.
You're so young.
I love that.
You're so young and cute.
I suddenly felt old. Oh, my word.
Girl, don't ask me how old I am.
Don't be intimidated.
I love it. Is this your guys' first time here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And how's the vibe?
It's really cool.
It's on fleek.
Oh, on fleek. It's really cool. Wait, can I just... What was happening for you to get on the dance stage, girl?
Oh, my word. I didn't know we were going to dance. I thought it was going to be like general knowledge. And then all my friends behind me were like, this one, this one, this one. And then I actually put my sore hand up and the dude made eye contact. It was like, you. And I was like, oh, no. Here I go.
So you know how to break it down. You can teach me one or two things.
I'm not that good.
Are you sure, girl?
I can sucky, and that's about it.
All right. And how are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it okay. I've done absolutely everything. But dancing, no.
You're not the one that we can call on.
I love dancing, yes, but I'll never do it in public.
Is it because you have two left feet, girl? You can trust me.
I mean, I dance, but... I don't trust you guys enough to do that.
You scared someone going to be holding a phone recording?
Yeah.
I honestly, same girl.
Don't worry. We have two left feet too.
Yes. Okay, it's a safe space. Yeah. Quick question. Which brands have stood out for you this year in terms of just being really cool, interactive, and just speaking to you guys as the youngins?
In general.
It's really hard because a lot of them have been coming up. Mm-hmm. So, maybe Vodacom.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm still lost. I don't know. I've been here for like 2 hours and I still don't know where I am. I've like been walking all over. Half of them are there. The rest is there. And I'm like, where am I?
Oh, wow. Hey. You're having a great time. You're having a ball and a half.
I'm just in my own bubble. I don't know where I am half the time. I walked in, I saw Sim and I was like, oh yeah, now we're in the right place. Yeah, we got the good spot here. So it's probably Simba. Hashtag not sponsored.
Oh, you guys have so much energy. You guys have just this vibrancy about yourselves. I love it. I absolutely love it. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the evening. I know it's a school night, so don't be out too late, okay?
And is there any display that has stood out to you guys today?
Definitely this one. You walk in and it's like a ring light and fancy equipment, banners, sofas. I was like, yeah, no, this one.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Cliff Central.
Doing our thing.
Hashtag Cliff Central.
Go download the Gareth Cliff Show podcast or the Third Draft podcast, okay?
100%.
Okay.
And what brand has stood out to you?
Definitely this one.
Oh, thank you.
The fact
you.
That she actually gave me the chance to just be on here is amazing.
Oh, we appreciate you being on here as well. We really do.
Yeah, like cool recognizes cool.
Recognizes cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys enjoy yourselves and have a good one. And hopefully you guys will be back next year. All right?
We hope so too.
We also. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. We really appreciated it.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, we are halfway through. All right. We're definitely halfway through. We've done a couple of interviews with some... kids from high school, some of the guys from the brands themselves. How has it been for you, Mesh?
It has been so exciting. The energy is electric. The people around here are so eager to talk to us. We have kids lining up just to have a quick chat with us. It is so inspiring.
I know what you mean. I learned a new word today.
What word is that?
Share it.
Bussin'.
Guys, bussin'. The cool kids are telling us that Cliff Central is bussin'.
Come on now.
Guys, I like it.
If the cool kids are saying these guys, like, we're elevating. Some, getting levels distinct.
We asked some of the kids, what brand is cool? They're like, hashtag Cliff Central. I was like, yes, child.
Danko.
Yes, child.
Danko means thank you.
Right.
Who's been your favorite like interview so far? I know we've done quite a few now because we've tried to balance the interviews. Erin and I have been looking for people to send to you guys to have a chat. So I know you've been busy all day. So we've sent you a mixture of teachers, kids,
yes.
I should say students, brand representatives.
No, they're kids.
No, they're kids.
You can't say students.
Sure.
Because they're not in varsity.
Yeah, that's varsity lingo. Oh. Yeah, it's them kids.
Kids.
Yeah,
them I'm old kids. School. All right. So we have kids. Who's been your favorite to interview so far? So there's also been a couple brand reps that have passed by. Yeah. So that's been pretty cool.
Sia was great to talk to. He just
yes. From Proudly SA.
Yeah, he's just a vibe.
Resident, that one. Resident.
Yeah, I think
one.
That's why I just you know, he's a homeboy. Yabo. You know? He's one of us. But I think also Mr. Bassett.
Hey,
he just had such a vibe about him. Like, he's just so cool. When they say cool kid, they mean him. He is in the dictionary for the definition of what it means to be a cool kid. And I must say, the music, guys, I can already see myself.
I'm already hearing it right now. Like, right now.
It's coming up.
Like, it's a vibe.
Can we also talk about, I saw there was another lady. She was in, like, red uniform. She was busing it on the stage.
Oh, yes.
And then you guys started interviewing.
Man. She's a vibe.
She is an absolute vibe. And she told us that she was ambushed into dancing, which I don't believe because apparently she's a great dancer.
No, I believe
We saw it.
She was great.
We saw it.
We did. We saw. We saw firsthand.
Hey, boy.
Stamp of approval.
Yeah.
You got it. Mm.
And then my favorite guests so far have been the teachers. The teachers are an absolute vibe. They give us some insight into what the kids are into as well, and also what they're into. And it's just so much fun talking to them. It was so much fun. So who are you guys vibing with at the moment?
I just want everybody to know right now that Simpiwe has her microphone away from her mouth because she is actually indulging. It's about indulging in her food.
Guys, I'm hungry, okay.
No, but fair enough. Aaron, we've been sending guests since, what time?
Yeah, we've been sending guests since we got, the whole day. Since actually when you guys got here, we're like, you know what? I don't know what just happened, but yeah.
Something's going on.
Something's going on, I think.
The thing is, right, so this is what we have to deal with. We are in the middle of the stand here. We have a lounge going. It's very, very nice. They put us in a very nice spot. But what we have to deal with right now is PS5s. That's competition right there, because like everyone's just going straight to play FIFA.
A whole PS5 sitting there right next to us. Full package, I want to understand. Like, headphones, like, controllers, half the things over there are already so hard to find. Just on themselves.
Also, just want to have a shout-out to Greg, our station manager. I whipped him 3-1 on FIFA. Yeah. So I just want to shout that out. We also have a popcorn machine over here.
Yes.
I like how you subtly just...
Can I just say that I've been strategizing on getting my hands on that prize without actually entering
the prize.
So don't be surprised by the end of the night if I walk away with this thing, because I've been plotting and planning and scheming on how I can get my hands on it. And I don't even play, y'all. I don't even play.
All I'm saying is, if y'all see me on the gram, just be on some FIFA 2022 PS5 edition, just know,
it went down.
Yeah, it went down.
It went down.
Yeah, it went down.
Some of the other brands are here are really cool. I mean, I saw McDonald's is here handing out some coffees.
Yes, they have donuts.
Oh, they have donuts?
Oh, those donuts are so yummy, y'all. Okay, yeah.
So are they just handing out donuts, or do you have to go and request one? Like, how does it work?
No, you go to the station and you just say, hey, can I please get a donut? Mm. And they'll give you that. And then they also have, like, maybe if you want a drink, so a cappuccino or an iced coffee.
Well, so you just say kikupa donut and you get one.
Hey, chief, you must just ask and you shall receive. I'm having a bit of a moment. Last season, just walked in. Can we need to get him.
Get him on the mic, right?
Come on now.
100%.
No, definitely. And we're gonna, he's out here flexing, flaunting his hair.
He's flaunting the hair, chief.
Come on now.
We're definitely gonna get him on here. As soon as they start walking in our direction.
I'm just saying, if you guys, I might actually jack him for third draft.
I mean,
shameless plug.
Come on now, come on. We've been telling the kids about podcasts to check out the Gareth Cliff Show and of course the third draft. Yes. And it's really been amazing. This is my first time actually doing this. It's not my first time here at this event.
This is your first time doing an OB.
Yes. So I've been here before, I think 2018, and it was and I said a vibe. It's still gonna go down. It's still gonna be nice. It's still gonna be lady.
By the way, it is important to note that this is the first event we have been to since the opening, since COVID regulations have been lifted and such. So this is still new to pretty much everyone here.
Yes. Mm. And I think
it's important to acknowledge that.
It's been amazing to see how quick we've kind of gotten back into the rhythm of things. Everybody's just
everywhere, interacting with everyone. No one has this stay away from me, don't touch me. I think I've only seen one person with a mask.
No, I've seen a few as well, and I don't think it's like, you know, each their own.
Yeah, no, but I'm just
some of them are really, really
normal.
Cool. I know, but it's just so, it's so strange, right?
It's like, very inspiring to see.
I'm just glad people are actually coming out here and you know, willing to talk to us and participate with all the brands. I'm having a lot of fun. I don't know about you guys.
I'm having a lot of fun.
We still have
a
couple hours to go.
Yes, we're actually going to get to attend the award ceremony itself. And we're going to see which brands are actually doing the things to be done in 2022. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see that because we've had some of the kids tell us who they think is their coolest brands, who they think is doing the things to be done. Guys, I think they're going to announce the winner
of the PS5.
Oh, my word. I'm so excited.
I am so excited. I'm not missing this one.
Yeah, they can just bring the prize. Yeah, thank you.
Simpio will be sharing the prize with whoever the winner is. So whoever the kid who wins is 50-50 with Simpiwe.
Yes, they don't know that. Yes. Okay, so let's get back to work.
Yeah, that's a good catch up. Let's go.
Let's go.
CliffCentral.com